welcome to the Twins Mummy and I podcast. My name is Carla and I am mummy to 10-month-old twin girls Ida and Aria. Join us in our twin adventure as I explore a range of topics around maternal well-being and motherhood. Hello everybody and welcome to the third episode of the Twins Mummy and I podcast. If you've just stumbled upon this podcast, my name is Carla and I work as a TV journalist, but now I am a stay-at-home mum to 10-month-old twin girls. If you're interested in topics such as perinatal mental health, maternal well-being, and what life is really like for a first-time twin mum, then this is the place for you. You are very welcome. You can also check out our twin adventure on Instagram at twinsmummyni. On the podcast this week, I have a very special guest for you. Have you ever wondered what life as a triplet mum is like? Well, this next guest shares a snapshot of what life is really like in their family home. We had the privilege to meet this incredible mother at one of the walk and talk groups that I organise here in Northern Ireland, and it is an honour to introduce you to her today around her very busy schedule. So why not stick on the kettle, pour yourself a little cup of tea and join us as we discuss all things multiples motherhood. Let me introduce you. My name is Arlene and I am a triplet mummy till three boys. So I have Isaac and Alfie, who's identical, and then Harry, who's just his own wee man. They are 10 months old and we're from Armagh direction.
I'm sure life is very busy in your household.
It is. It's very busy. Just never stops. Somebody actually once asked me, are your days long? And I thought, long? They're not long enough. Even when you're up early, they just fly in. It's unbelievable. Busy, but in the best possible way. Do you know? It's lovely.
Let's start at the very beginning. Can you remember the day that you found out that you were expecting triplets? What was that like?
So the day we found out, we found out we were expecting at the end of September. And then I just did all the normal, phoned the GP and all, just to let them know. And that was fine. But then my GP referred me for an early scan at 7 weeks. So I just went to my local hospital, which was Daisy Hill in Newry. And to be honest, I was very nervous with that. And I'm quite a positive person. But then I just couldn't think past, oh, something is maybe, you know, because it had a wee bit of light spotting. And it was my first pregnancy and my head was just all over the place, really. But my husband, he was very good. He was like, well, just take it as it comes. So got that scan and that's when they said it was twins.
Oh, wow, twins.
I know, wow. Yeah. So for a full 3 weeks, we were twins this, twins that. So then they took us back at 10 weeks because they had thought it was twins. And when she was scanning, and I'll never forget it. This was her exact word. She was lovely. She says, oh, I have a surprise for you. There's another one. And my husband's response was, well, what's another one? But he also told her to stop scanning.
Brilliant. That's a fantastic response.
So from going to finding out we were pregnant till that was in about October time that they said it was twins. And then it was until early November when we found out it was triplets.
My goodness. So three little heartbeats there. What was it like finding out that news?
Do you know, that bit's honestly a blur. I just can remember what my husband had said. And that was the appointment where then when we got that appointment, he had to leave and go out to the car and, you know, they do all your questions and go through everything. And when I got out to the car, we just sort of sat and looked at each other. It was like, did that really happen? And it was only myself and Mark that knew, because I was sort of at the way of thinking I would like to wait 12 weeks before I had told anybody. When we found out it was triplets at 10, we just told close family, because I couldn't keep that, not when knowing it was triplets. I did wait then a few weeks extra before I told other people, just because there was three, you know, I wanted to get well over the 12 weeks before. But yeah, I just remember lying on the bed and thinking, oh my goodness, three babies, like three. And that's all we kept saying was every time we looked at each other, it was like three, just three.
Isn't that beautiful? What was the reaction of your close family whenever you first told them that you were expecting three?
Oh, it was amazing. So after that appointment, we went straight to my mum and dad's house. And I had said to mum, oh, what are you making for dinner? And she said, whatever she said, she says, I don't know, are you staying for dinner? And I says, only if you have enough for five. And she looked at me and she was like, five? So that completely threw her. And then I was like, yeah, five, and started rubbing my tummy. And she sort of looked at Mark and she was like, what's she talking about? Because obviously five, you would just think you would say three. And then I told her, and oh, there was tears and hugs, but she didn't believe me. Anybody we told was like, no, you're having us on. But so it was lovely. And everybody's reaction was so shocked, which is understandable too.
Sure, of course. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, really lovely memories now it was.
So I suppose like finding out then that you were expecting triplets, what was your pregnancy journey like for you?
So thankfully I had an amazing pregnancy. Like I really did. Now I was well monitored. I was scanned. I was transferred then to the Royal because it was a triplet pregnancy. And I was scanned there every 2 weeks. It was on a Wednesday. My consultant was fantastic. The whole staff that I dealt with was brilliant. My pregnancy, I have to say, I was really sick at the start. But from that, my pregnancy was really good. Really, you know, really good experience. And I enjoyed being pregnant. You know, I loved being pregnant. I would say now, near the end, the heartburn, and then I couldn't really sleep. So that was closer till when I was planned to go for a section, that I was probably finding it a wee bit tougher. But yeah, no, thankfully, very, very thankful that, and we just sort of took it each day because there was three. Now, don't get me wrong, I know any pregnancy, you know, you just have to take each day, but we were just thinking, like, just try not to worry or stress and just hoping everything would be okay. And that's just sort of what got us through, I think, really.
Isn't that remarkable to be able, you know, to be strong and to have that real positive attitude towards it? What was it like after the babies were born and coming home for the first time with these three little babies in your arms? What were those days like, the early days of triplet motherhood?
Oh, just when I think back now, it's just so emotional. It was amazing. It was just like you were in an absolute bubble. Like there was like no time, if that makes sense. Like you didn't look at the clock to see what time it was, or everything was just so new and fresh. And when you now busy, I don't think you realised how busy it was until you look back now. You know, like it was and it was a very busy house because we did have good help and support, and people coming and going in a nice way. Like it was lovely. But yeah, just a bubble.
I'm sure it was hard to imagine that there was life outside of that bubble and the world was continuing on outside of your home with the three triplet boys.
Definitely, it really was. It was just so surreal, really, thinking, you know, looking back. And as you say, you think you're in a bubble, but the world's still going on outside.
What are some of the early memories that you might have taking care of the three boys at home?
The earlier days, funny, they kind of went like one after the other. Now, sometimes they all went at once. Looking back, it's great because it was every two and a half hours with them. They were such hungry boys. It was just like a conveyor belt, change nappies, feed. And then by the time you had the three done, it was back to feeding time again. The early days, I suppose it was myself and my husband. But when he went back to work then, if the three of them needed fed, you just had to sort of give one a wee bit to tie them over, then the other one, and then, you know, so they weren't roaring the house down. I did do, it was always combination feeding because they were premature, they were on a prescription formula. So I did express at the start. So I did it for just over 2 months. They did latch on the odd time, but it was more so expressing. And I think I did that when they were in hospital as well, which was nice because it felt like when I was discharged and at home, when they were still in special care, it felt like I was still doing something for them, if that makes sense. You know, it felt like I was still, because that was hard. Now I have to say, coming home without them was very tough. And because it was Belfast, it's not a million miles away. It would probably take us an hour if the traffic was bad. So you could probably do it in about 45 to 50 minutes. But it just felt like they were a million miles away. I knew they were in good hands, but when I was discharged, I cried the whole way home. I just couldn't see past me not having them home. But then the next day I'm going up and seeing them, then I knew obviously they needed that wee bit extra help at the start. So when I actually got to take them home, that was just, oh, it was amazing when they all came home together. Like, it was lovely.
If there were any other mums out there listening who maybe have experience with their children afterwards, like yourself in the special unit, what advice would you give to them just to manage through that little period?
So the best advice I would say, to always have it in your head that they're there, they're in the best hands for now. You know, obviously they need that wee bit extra help and support, that you're still their mummy, you know, you're still their parents, you're the main person, but they just need that extra bit of help from the doctors and nurses. But the doctors and nurses in special care are amazing too, you know, they're lovely, and they'll give the parent support, which I really appreciated. But that's the one thing that got me through. Now, there's some day, as I said, the first day I cried the whole way home, and when then were transferred from the Royal to Daisy Hill, and I cried that day too, even though that was one step closer to home. Just seeing them going in the wee incubators into the ambulance was so tough. And like, you don't have to be strong. Like, it's okay to cry. You know, it's okay to feel vulnerable, but just remember that they're there to get the support they need to get home. And, you know, it's always one step closer to home. I think that's how I thought of it too, was one step closer to home.
Good for you, Arlene. You're so strong, you know, to be so resilient in a challenging time like that. Wow, you're remarkable. I suppose what I'd love to ask you, looking back now to those early days, is there anything that you wish that you knew then that you know now?
Oh, that's a good one, actually. Well, about myself, definitely that I didn't know I had the strength that I had, you know, and I don't mean that to sound like big headed. I just mean that I never knew how much strength you could get from it, and just how quickly, like, you can love like these tiny human beings. It's amazing the love that comes. I did enjoy, like, I enjoyed every minute of it, but now that they're 10 months, and I know they're still babies, but looking back, I'm like, where's my tiny babies gone? Everybody does say it, but, like, literally just cherish every moment, and even them late nights when you're exhausted, just, like, take all the newborn cuddles in. And
if there are any women out there who are expecting triplets at the moment, is there any advice that you would like to give to them now that you're 10 months into triplet motherhood?
I would definitely listen to their body, rest as much as they can, because all pregnancies can be tough, but there's three babies in there, so I just think you really just have to be extra careful. Like, still, you can still just get on with your life, you know, but just if you feel overwhelmed or tired or just something's just, you're just not feeling, just take that day, you know, whether it's in the house, you want to stay in bed, you want to visit a family member, you know, your babies are the most important thing, and yourself, of course, as well. So you just want to take each day and enjoy the pregnancy. You know, I know pregnancy can be tough on people, but if you can try and enjoy even just a wee bit of it, it just makes it, you know, it's lovely. Just take each day as it comes, really, to be honest.
Great advice that we could all learn from, absolutely. Can you give me an example of what a typical day in your home might look like now?
So the boys are all in their separate cots, but in the same room. So they would normally go down between 8 and 8:30. Sometimes it can be earlier, depends how they've napped throughout the day. But as I said, tonight's a wee bit later because they had a late nap. So they would still be up in the middle of the night. So they would normally get up about 2:30 for a bottle. And then that would be them in the morning till about 6:30. Sometimes 7, just depends. Now, between when they first go down till they're up for their next bottle, sometimes you'd have to be in and out, you know, putting them back over to sleep. But yeah, we think they're doing well at night. I know some babies sleep through the whole night, but they are still getting up. But generally they settle well after their bottle. So then when they get up in the morning, say between 6 and 7, when they're just full of smiles and it's just so lovely, they're really in good form in the morning. And then I would just take them down, get their nappies changed, make their bottles, and while I'm making the bottles, just give them a wee toy to play with. Give them their bottles, and then now they just want down on the floor to explore. Used to be you could have left them in their chairs, maybe put the TV on for half an hour. No chance. It's mad at the minute. So now in the mornings, as I say, once they get their bottle, they just want to crawl about, whether it's in the playpen or around the living room floor. I have to barricade everything. They are in till everything. The morning really flights, you know, I have to say, I love the mornings when it's just me and the boys. It's lovely, you know, especially at the weekdays. And as I said, we do have good help and support, but I just love that time with them in the mornings, because it's still, even though they're 10 months, that's still our bonding time. You know, it's still nice to have that. So the mornings are just lovely. We just, I be down on the playmat with them playing and patter about, and then it's lunchtime and you do it all over again. Nappies, spoon feeds. Typical day in the house would be that. And then I would maybe pop the TV on while I maybe put a wash in or tidy about. And to be honest, some days a wash doesn't even be put on. I just be in the living room with them all day.
Isn't that lovely, Arlene? One thing I'd love to ask you is, do you ever get a chance to find some time just for yourself?
Funny that I find that hard to do, but now I do. When they go down now in the evenings, now I'll sit. It's probably not the best thing to do. It's probably a bad habit to get into. I would just sit and look through my phone, but to me, that's my unwind, that's my relaxing time. And sometimes I'll be in bed when they go to bed, because you're just that tired from the day. You'd be ready for bed. But yeah, even like Mark would say to me, and like I do believe like it is good for them to spend quality time with like Mark and the grandparents or whoever it may be, but I hate leaving them. No, once I'm away, I'm fine. But yeah, no, funny, I never take myself. I love going out for a walk, but I love having them with me. I'm sort of stuck at that part, you know. But we do, and like sometimes myself and Mark will just go out for dinner ourselves, which is nice. But yeah, no, I probably would need to, I was sort of thinking maybe even getting into back into a wee bit of exercise or something, just even just to have something for myself. But I haven't ventured to do anything like that yet. I just love being with them, but I do, like, it is important, I think, as us mums, we do definitely have to have our own time. But I think I just need to learn to let go a wee bit.
Yeah, no, you do what's right for you, you know, absolutely. And I completely understand that, because that's your escapism, that's your little time just for yourself. What's it like whenever you are out and about with the boys in public? Do you get many comments or?
Definitely. So we get stopped all the time. But you know what? I don't mind, because people are generally lovely, and they're just amazed. Sometimes they look at the pram and they think, oh, twins. Is that another one? That's all you hear. You're like, no, is it triplets? So yeah, and it's surprising, like even we young children would look and be like, wow. Oh mummy, there's three babies. And to hear that, it just fills your heart. It's like they notice too. It's lovely. But yes, no, we would get stopped all the time. And when I'm out with mum, she's like, Arlene, I don't know how you get anything done, because you're getting stopped all the time. So I'm never in a rush when I go out, because I know it'll take longer. The amount of people that actually say that, I've never seen triplets in real life. And it's like, oh my goodness. You just take for granted, oh, they're, you know, people seeing them all the time, but obviously they don't.
You can tell that you really love being a triplet mum. Like, that is so apparent the whole time that I've spoken to you. What are some of the things that you really love about being a triplet mum?
So what I love about being a triplet mummy is watching their wee bond between the three of them. They're just starting to really interact with each other now and chatting and each other. And sometimes when they're in the playpen, I'll be in the kitchen and I hear laughing, and I'll come in to see what they're laughing at, and they're just sitting laughing at each other. It's so lovely.
Beautiful. Are they good pals, are they?
They really are, yeah. But they're at the stage now too where they're taking toys off each other, so that'll be fun. And you can always see they're always quite close together. Now, they'll go off and do their own wee thing, but they're always come back and stay quite close together, which is lovely. So yeah, so I really love watching their wee bond. But there's just so many things I love about being a triplet mummy. It's just amazing. It's just, we're very, very blessed.
You're so lucky to have such a great supportive husband by your side as well.
Yes, he is. He is very supportive. And it was him on the days where I had to come home and the boys were still in, you know, he was really reassuring, and he's very hands-on as well, which is lovely. So it is good, and it is lovely to have that support around you. As much as it's lovely to have your own time with them, it's always nice to know that you have an extra pair of hands if you need it, which is nice.
You are such an inspiration. You really are. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story. Listen, all the very best. I keep in touch with you.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much. It was lovely chatting to you.
Well, that's it for this week's episode, folks. Thank you for your time today. I will join you next time for a chat on the Twins Mummy and I podcast. In the meantime, take care and remember, there is always hope.